The Verdun Oil Capitals will look to get back on the winning track when it faces the Swan Valley Stampeders this weekend. The Manitoba Junior Hockey League team fell twice last weekend to the Neepawa Titans. The 1-2-1-1-0-0 Oil Caps play a home-and-home series with Swan Valley, 1-3-9-1-1, this weekend. The first game is Friday in Swan River. The second tilt goes on Saturday in Verdun. Our focus will be to get back to our game and structure, Verdun head coach Tyson Ramsey said. Our compete level needs to be good and we need to be better in terms of our execution and play with pace. In Verdun last Friday, the Oil Caps and Titans entered the final period knotted up at 3-3. The visitors outscored the Oil Caps 4-1 in the final frame on their way to a 7-4 win. Two of Neepawa's third period goals came on the power play. The Titans were 3-for-4 on the power play. The Oil Caps scored half their goals with the man advantage as they went 2-for-3 on the power play. Verdun got three goals from its blue line with Trevor Hunt lighting the lamp twice and David Bielik once. Captain Brody Wilson also scored. Verdun goalie Eric Reed made 29 saves. Carter McLeod and Parker Corman both scored twice for Neepawa. Fellow Titans Brilly Wood, Connor Thompson and Braden Michalczyk also had goals. Gavin Renwick had 25 saves. McLeod and Hayden Stocks of the Titans were the first and third stars, respectively, of the game. Stocks had 3 assists. Hunt was named the second star. The Oil Caps' Dean Gorchinski was named the Gardewine hardest working player. On Saturday night, the host Titans shut out the Oil Caps, 7-0. Special teams played a huge role in the contest. Neepawa was 6-for-14 on the power play while Verdun was 0-for-1. The Oil Caps were whistled for 16 infractions for 51 penalty minutes. It was an unusual number of penalty minutes for a Verdun squad that enters this week with the third lowest PIMs in the MJHL 314 in 23 games for an average of 13.6. Owen LaRoque made 21 saves for Verdun. Neepawa netminder Mason Lobro stopped all 23 shots he faced. Wood had 2 goals for Neepawa. The other Titans scorers were Ewan Poirier, Stocks, Thompson, McLeod, and Michalczyk. The Oil Caps were to tangle with the Terriers Sunday, but earlier in the week it was announced that the contest in Portage would be rescheduled to January 11. Plaisir joins team. Last week hometown product Ty Plaisir joined the Oil Caps from the Rihanna Pats of the Western Hockey League. The son of Sean and Deborah Plaisir saw action in 7 games for the Pats. The 6'1", 168-pound defenseman played both games for Verdun last weekend. Oil Caps sign Werfel. The Oil Capitals team received its first commitment for next season in 2005-born forward Aiden Werfel. As of Monday, the 5'11", 170-pound forward had 4 goals and 14 assists in 16 games for the U18 AAA Winnipeg Wild. He serves as an assistant captain for the team. "We are very excited that Aiden has committed to us for next season," Ramsey said. "He is a very good player who will bring so many great things to our group. He plays a hard, gritty game and has the ability to score. He also brings exceptional character, so we are very happy to have him join our team."